Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking chances,
living large. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it hard!
Roger.
Good morning. Good morning, JD.
Sorry, man. It's a habit.
Morning, guys.
I was trying to. We're doing good. I was trying to think. Justin, we had you on. I think we had you on last Tuesday when we had John join us, and then John came back. He actually, he lives right down the street in Clearwater from where we were having the SEC media day. So John came back and hung out the whole show, basically.
Yeah.
We had Coach Silverfield on, and had Quincy Rhodes and. One of the great things, Justin, was I took John around and to see how everybody responded to him. Feinbaum, oh my gosh! And then I took him in to see Marty, and Ryan McGee, Marty Smith, and just the great thing, Roger, think about it. Those same guys all love Justin Moore too, and sure. And they all love Daly. It's really cool to see the Arkansas connections with everybody at the SEC Network. And I think you enjoyed. You had a good time, didn't you, JD?
Oh, it was a blast, man. See some friends and interrupt Saban's show. That was good.
He did. Justin, he went up and grabbed Saban. And you could see Saban. They were on the set in the big room. And, nobody usually goes up and just grabs Saban. So he sort of turns around like, hey, Feinbaum did the same thing. And you can see the reaction in their face. Oh, it's Daly. And
I love it.
Yeah, right. It's
they're gonna want him one of these days.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And then, and I think we walked away saying that Silverfield did about as good as you can do. I think he said about as much as you can say. I know he's tired of talking, and but he walked out. He walked away from there, not saying anything that got him in trouble, not throwing anything out there that was too big to say we couldn't back up. So I thought it was successful. I did see JD. You were on the road yesterday, Roger. He was behind the wheel. You were driving somewhere because you were promoting. You were going to some restaurant to perform last night or something. Is that a recent one, or is that an old?
No, I'm out here in Fleming Island doing a golf outing today. I did a few songs with a buddy of mine, a pretty good singer, and we're here at Fleming Island. A buddy of mine, Ronnie McCann, who used to caddy for me, got this put together, and we're having a blast.
I heard you say, hey, looking forward to seeing a lot of people, but he said I won't be shaking a lot of hands. Because of your shoulder. Your shoulder is so bad you can't even shake hands, huh?
Oh, it's pathetic. It's bad. This will be the first time I'm going to try to hit a golf ball since Akron, which was 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I'm hoping I can at least swing and get through this day and see what happens.
Justin, I know Justin went on, I think you were out in Oregon last week, Justin. Is that the, you guys go out and camp out? Did I see where you guys were camping at? Sometimes you play golf on that trip, don't you? Or am I getting trips screwed up with you?
I mean, the only time we go to a campsite, like a KOA or something like that, is when we just have a day off.
Gotcha.
It's
gotcha.
Just a place we can park the bus. So it's not specific to, where we're at necessarily.
Gotcha.
It's just if there's a day off, instead of parking in a hotel parking lot, we'll try to find like a campground that's on a lake or, what I mean.
Roger, our buds are just on the road. They're on the road in the buses doing all the things.
That's
today is National Water Park Day, John and Justin. I was going to say, JD, do you have any memories of as you were growing up, either going to a pool or a lake or a water park that was something that was sort of a staple for the summertime for you?
Oh, we used to go to Piney Bay all the time there, just outside of Darnell. It's a little ways from there, but we go to Piney Bay and jump off the rock. We used to have a blast there at Lake Darnell.
I don't think I've heard of her. What is it called, Piney Bay? I don't think I've heard of that.
I think that's what it's called. And just down where we used to live in Walcott Hollow Road, there was a little dirt road. We'd go about a mile or two down there. They had a swinging tire. We'd swing in the tire.
See?
Jumping in the water.
It's exactly what Roger and I were talking about earlier. Those are the days that, to me, what made our youth great. Not a lot of days now, take down the rope, somebody's going to get hurt. Don't do that, or don't jump off of this. And And back then we just did it. We were talking about slides and, you know, these carpet slides that would burn your butt or cut your leg or whatever.
So you needed the one guy that smoked cigarettes to climb the tree to put the rope up there. You know, where's that guy now? Where's that guy now?
Justin, did you?
Where's that lady now?
I'm your monkey. I'm your monkey.
You're the guy. Justin, what about you? Did you have a place that you'd growing up that you went to water-wise somewhere near Poen or down the road?
Yeah, we had the same rope swing situation. There was a, it's still there, but there was a rock there where you had to back your, one of us had to back our pickup up to, and
to get it
to that rock.
Yeah.
You put your back tire on that rock and it was like the perfect distance. You stood up, dropped the tailgate, stood up on the tailgate and went off the swing. But,
sound like a song to me.
Yeah, it was fun.
But
exactly. So yeah, we had that, and then as far as water parks, it would have been Wild River Country for me.
Yeah, that's actually done pretty well. We had one in Panama City. I was telling the guys.
Is that still open?
Yeah, it is. It's right. You know, it's crazy. It's right next to Miracle Strip Amusement Park in Panama City.
Are you talking about Wild River Country?
No, I'm talking about in Little Rock.
No, it's closed. Yeah, it's closed.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. That's what I was talking about. There is a pretty good one in Destin, but the one growing up would have been Wild River Country.
I always thought it was sort of funny, and it's still there. They opened one right next to Miracle Strip Amusement Park in Panama City, and so I was telling Roger earlier and Christian. We would go out there. You got the beach. You got the marvelous beach right there, you know, the beautiful panhandle there. But we're going to go to the water park instead.
Well, you didn't have the slides at the beach,
that's
man.
It. That's exactly right. Okay. You didn't have the inner tubes and that kind of deal. So that's exactly right.
Or shark.
Or shark, boy, in that too. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, speaking of water, JD, I don't know if you realized it because you've been so busy. Razorbacks will see some basketball action this week. I think Shep said the first tip-off is Thursday night. Let me see. No, first game is Friday night at 6. I didn't know who we're playing. Who are we playing, Christian? Do we know who we're playing?
Well, I know at one point we're playing the Bahamian national team, which actually I don't think the NBA players would be on it, but they do have some good players. But I don't think they'll be playing.
Are we playing like
they? Yeah, they've got some legit players on that team. Like
Eric
Christian
Gordon,
said, though, they probably won't play.
DeAndre Ayton, those are all guys that have played for the Bahamas.
Okay, so it could be a good. It could be
but
a fun matchup.
I don't think that those guys will be playing in this matchup.
I agree.
You know, John, I don't know. You got so much going on. Well, while Roger and I are gone, we're going to try to see if we can find – you got to get on that darn Flow Sports. It's the only time you sign up for Flow Sports is if you got a baseball game the Razorbacks are playing in or basketball. But I think
you're stuck with it.
I know. You're stuck with it for 6 months. I think they play
for life.
Yeah, I think they play like four games. JD, I don't know if you got a chance to see yesterday. Cal was talking about – the schedule and all these matchups we're getting with, you know, we got exhibition games against Gonzaga. Who else did we say? Kansas, at Kansas. And then I think Memphis again, in addition to playing Michigan State, Arizona. It's just sort of bizarre, almost surreal watching Cal wearing, of course, remember everybody didn't, you know, hey, Cal's not wearing the red jacket. Yep. And now he's got the Razorback logo and the Nike. And
It was silly for me to.
Well, that's okay. It was just we wondered, does he really want to embrace it? And
honestly, it's just not a good color on him.
Yeah, well, it's the red, but he's geared up now.
But the blue and the black because it's just a better color.
Well, he needs to wear that loudmouth Razorback jacket. I sent him.
Yeah,
I know he wears it. Yeah. Out to some of the dinners and stuff he goes to, but he hasn't worn it on the court yet. But
that would
you
be
know,
fun.
I think it's smart. He's trying to play the best of the best early to get a feel. You know. Pretty much, I think we have the number one recruiting class, and we're going to see how we are. But what do we got? Four brand new kids that, you know, that are replaced the other kids that left. But it's amazing what he does. I mean, how he wins that much with kids that never played together. And, you know, usually in college basketball and college sports, you know, that sophomore, junior is when the team gets really, really good. But I don't think he ever sees a kid that goes to a junior. The senior anymore.
Well, you know, he's going to get he's going to get criticized again. If
Richmond,
you know,
the only one.
Because, John, we threw out the stat earlier. By the way, I want to thank Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John Daly each week, the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas, number three largest in the United States. We mentioned earlier, it's the average age of this group, of this team, is 18 years and 7 months. And if you look at Michigan, who won the national championship, their average age, 21 years in 7 months. So if he didn't get to the Final Four or whatever, you know, people are going to go, well, You know, you said this last year, last couple of years, you're playing older teams. Why won't you do that? I just think it's in his DNA. He likes working with the young kids, the superstar talent that are one
of the last couple. I would argue, though, to those people, the last couple of years, we didn't not get to the Final Four based on our age at all. I mean, it was a lack of post presence that really hurt us, and a lack of depth. If I'm not mistaken, this team has.
If I'm not mistaken,
if you include a red shirt freshman, Paulo Sumito.
Whoa!
I want to say that's 9 freshmen.
It's crazy. It's crazy how many.
Now Mika Mirinen.
Yeah, he's
has
not like a
been playing.
Person. That's right.
Pro ball overseas, and you know you got a JUCO. Anyway,
yeah, he's still 18,
a couple. Is he really?
He's what?
I'm pretty sure he's 18 years old.
You're probably right. Well,
he's got a lot of experience. But the other thing, John, is that he says this is a great defensive team, too. And so that's always good to hear that you got a bunch of superstar athletes that will play defense, you know, because you got to play defense to win games. And so, but it's a blast. It's a blast following Cal. I almost have to pinch myself to realize, do we really have Calipari as our coach? I mean, it's really. We're in year 3. You know, he's been to 2 Sweet 16s with us already. And another one, number one recruiting class. It's not Kentucky. It's Arkansas. It's not Duke. It's not North Carolina. It's Arkansas. All right, JD, listen, be safe on the road. Enjoy your performance tonight, whatever it may be. And we appreciate you, brother.
You got it. Love y'all. Go home.